right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. So always worship him, always keep him first, always thank him, praise him, always rejoice, and take it one day at a time, people. Most definitely, welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort one another, and support each other. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, and the gathering, and the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs. The brave, courageous believers out there who are isolated and persecuted, going through it for the faith, going through it for the gospel, going through it for his namesake. Amen. Stay strong and encouraged out there, people. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there as well. Anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented. Much love to all of you new creatures in Christ. Praise the Most High forever. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Play an instrument. Dance. Crowd to him. Express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Lord. He is always watching us and keeping over us. So always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the sun comes back, amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, with a shot with those angels. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let us be watchful, prayed up, fervent, diligent, sober, all those things, people. Let us constantly stay on our purpose, stay on our calling, keep doing the Great Commission, keep spreading the gospel, all those amazing things, people, most definitely. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, vision, encounters, and various ways of communication. Let us know the Lord better, let's get more close to him, let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel, let's obey the law, statute, commandments, let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our circumstances, our talents, our gifts, what have you. Handle that, people. Any task or assignments the Father gave you, do your role, people. Do your job. Amen. We got to do better. I speak for myself, you know, all of us, you know, let's all do better in the Lord every day and improve. Amen. Most definitely. So hope that y'all are blessed and strong out there. Okay. Take it one day at a time. Okay. So in today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scripture, and then we will go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer, we will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and its whole entirety from verses 1 through 13. Recommended reading, the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, and its whole entirety, verses 1 through 11. The book of Romans, chapter 3. verses 21 through 26, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, and also the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, all the way through 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. The title of this commentary is, Where's the Fine Print? You've seen the offers in the mail. No money down and no payments for the first 6 months. Huge savings up to 75% off. Lose 20 pounds in 7 days. Apply now and start earning points today. Your money back guaranteed. And don't forget how many times you've read the word free. Free financing, free cashback bonus. Buy one and get a second absolutely free. As you skeptically sort through these limited offers and special savings, you don't even open most of the envelopes. Others might get a quick glance before you tear them in half and drop them and put them away in the circular file. And the ones you do open, you instinctively score for the fine print. Why? You know that an offer that sounds too good to be true probably is. If you were to receive Isaiah 55 in the mail, you might easily dismiss it too as junk mail, as too good to be true. In the opening lines, God promises free food and drink. What's the catch, you wonder? Then God pledges to freely pardon those who turn away from evil and turn toward him, verse 7. Of course, that offer seems totally far-fetched, completely unbelievable. Cynically, you ask yourself, free pardon? Free for how long before the hidden charges kick in? Yet, though you search for the fine print in this offer, you won't find any. God offers forgiveness as a gift. The price was enormous. God himself paid it through the blood of his son, Jesus. Yes, God offers pardon to us free of charge. You can't pay it even if you want to. In fact, if you try to earn this offer from God, you can't have it. Not only does God offer his forgiveness free of charge, his pardon sets us free. When we accept his gift, we experience peace, new life, and a restored relationship with God. When God freely offers pardon and mercy and life and love and blessing, he really means it. Don't even bother groping for the fine print. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you willingly accept God's offer of forgiveness, or do you try to earn it? Why? Why do you think some people completely reject God's gift of pardon? If a seeking friend asks you to tell him how accepting God's forgiveness makes you feel free, how would you respond? Amen, people. We serve a gracious, merciful, forgiving, loving God, who we really do. So that's why we always praise him. We thank him. We keep him first because he always kept us through the worst times, the good times, the highs and lows, just everything. He's just that amazing. Amen. So always honor him, people. Always dedicate everything to him. Always keep him first for the rest of your lives. All right, people. So that is the commentary. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Lord. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always forever. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us, for the whole entire world. He is the last Adam and the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate. Praise the Most High, the Almighty, true living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. God is with us, everlasting Father, eternal life. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord our righteousness, he is our shield, our buckler, our refuge, our good fortress, our high tower, our redeemer, our savior, our provider, our helper, our counselor. He is amazing, people. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, 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 Ahayashai, Adonai, Abba, Yehovah. He is the father of fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He's the father's of all of us. Heavy. He is amazing, the true heavenly father. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is a consuming fire. His only begotten son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. He sits at the right hand of us. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. The government rests on his shoulders. Praise him, y'all. He got us. He's provided for us, y'all. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek with all your heart, and you find him. You will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Gotta believe him. Trust in him, people. He got us. Nothing is too hard for the Lord, people. Most definitely. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you. Your faith is how you overcome the world. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. Whatever you need from the Father, ask and it shall be given to you in the Son's name. Amen. So stay strong out there, people. All right. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. He is looking out for us forever. Amen. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. He is the Truth, amen. He is the Way, hallelujah. He is the Way, Truth, and Life. Praise Him. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word made flesh, the Living Word, the Everlasting King, the Way Everlasting. Praise Him, the Sinless High Priest, most definitely, y'all, hallelujah. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. And we know that His words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So that's the message right there. Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, the fatherless, the strangers, just all people, all social classes. Prayers for the children, prayers for the elders, prayers for all groups of people, all walks of life. Prayers for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the strangers, the sojourners, people traveling along the road, the pilgrims. Much love to all of you people out there, the refugees, the migrants, everybody. All right, so there you have it. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.